This is Let's Talk Big with Jane Berger and Jen Hazel. The Owens Community College Campus Read is taking place now and throughout the semester with the goal of bringing awareness of different perspectives through books. The Campus Read book is the New York Times bestseller, True Biz by Sarah Novick. True Biz is a story of sign language and lip reading, cochlear implants and civil rights, isolation and injustice, first love and loss, and above all, great persistence, daring, and joy. Now, sharing passages, topics, and events related to the book is Owens Community College Director of Library Services, Jane Berger, and Professor of English, Jen Hazel.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jen Hazel, and I have with me
Jane Berger.
And our guest is
Joe Duda.
Well, welcome, Joe. We're so excited to have you here today. You're an instructor of philosophy.
Yes, I am. Yeah.
Brand new this semester. I know. We like to get people when they're really, you know,
fresh.
Fresh. Good word. Not the word I was thinking, but good word. So, Jane, my your absolute favorite line that I ever say to you, do you have a passage?
Why, yes, I do. One day I'm going to say no, and then we won't know how to proceed. So I'm reading from our Big Read book, The True Biz by Sarah Novick. And we're kind of starting to get into some of the meat. So this is right around page 50. This is actually a compilation of a couple of passages.
Well, we can't have that.
Catch.
Right. The language acquisition the doctors had promised post-implant had been slow to materialize. For a while, she made progress in a little white room where she sat at a table across from a well-intentioned blonde lady who dealt largely in spit. Outside the confines of the therapist's office, so many sounds were still inscrutable. Her classrooms were noisy, and she couldn't find the words they'd practiced out there amid the din, and it started to show. Her teacher scolded her when she was slow or off task, raised concerns at parent conferences about whether she had additional disabilities. Charlie didn't know how to explain that she couldn't possibly find the answers when she didn't know the questions. And this was how she'd come to do a stint in special education. So she landed in a special education classroom because the teachers in the regular classroom didn't know how to work with her. And so rather than have the teachers learn some new skills and try to meet, you know, in the middle where they could both communicate. And what a learning opportunity for all of her classmates to learn, you know, just a different way to communicate. Nope, we're just going to label her and shove her off into another classroom. And then it goes on. See, this is where I'm just going to leave you hanging. You have to read to see how this all, you know, plays out. And Charlie is, she's angry, and she acts out. Why wouldn't you? I mean, you've been labeled, tossed aside. She's now in a classroom where I think she said all of the cups have non-spill lids, like a two-year-old or, you know, a toddler, and there are all these other indications of people who cannot care for themselves. She just can't hear. Everything else works just fine. So, I don't know. So, what do you think of that? I mean, how?
I think, one, it just ties really nicely with what I'm here to talk about, which is going to be the narrative identity of self. And the general concept is what we are, who we are, is defined by a story we make up for ourselves, and then having that story repeated to us by society. If you're treated like you need, maybe that you're unable to be educated, or if you're treated a certain way, eventually it impacts how you think of yourself, and eventually how you behave, who you are ultimately. And it sounds like in our passage here, we've got an instance where it's it might put our main character down a little bit for being treated in a way that's not necessary, but that constant reinforcement really builds this story.
Certainly, and it's because of those of us who are used to doing things a certain way and are comfortable with that routine, and now we may be asked to do something differently. And, you know, it's just for one kid. Is it really worth it? It's not worth my time for one kid. We'll just move that one kid out of this area. But that's not where she belongs either. She belongs in that classroom.
Right. And what's interesting, too, and we've talked about this a lot because within humanities, we have the ASL certificate, the American Sign Language certificate. And so from time to time, we will have meetings and we will have an instructor who is deaf. And we'll be, you know, putting together meetings and someone will be like, well, we're going to need an interpreter for them. And it's like, if the interpreter is not for them, the interpreter is for us so that we both can communicate. Because it's not like it's only up to that person to be able to figure out how to communicate. It is a joint thing because they can communicate. They can have their language.
Right, exactly.
We don't understand that language. Correct. So it's that way of being able to do that same thing.
Right.
And so I think it's so interesting the way it's like, well, we'll just go here instead of saying, well, let's figure out what is the disconnect. Because they clearly haven't taken any time with Charlie to figure out that it is a language issue versus something else. Right.
And that's what they said. Her, if I can go back, I'm not sure, but her mom said that she had spells. Well, they weren't spells. What they were was her frustration coming to the surface because she wasn't being heard. And if you've read along with us up to this point, you kind of know about the relationship that she and her mom have. It's a little contentious. Mom has her ideas and her way of thinking. Charlie has her way. And she's a strong and tough little bugger who is a good advocate for herself. Unfortunately, she doesn't have the power. But she's not a wallflower for sure.
Right. And this makes me think of a couple of things too, Jane. Like one of the things too we've talked a lot about is like English, everyone always says English is a second language. It's not like, you know, it's not necessarily second language. It is like English language learner. But one of the things that talking about that is that often people think that is they should be in a developmental education class. It's not that they need that level of support. They don't know the language. And there's two distinctly different things there that are going on. And that reminds me of that a little bit too. And then can you go back to, I think it was, she said something about spit. What was that? I just love to point out the author's like language here because it is like, it is so like it was the what was the last one we talked about like the caravan of minivans.
Yes.
Motorcade of minivans.
That's exactly what it was. Yep.
So what's the line here?
So this line is: for a while, she made progress in a little white room where she sat at a table across from a well-intentioned blonde lady who dealt largely in spit. I just love spit. It's like grit.
Wait, but like that's a really good description for
Right, when someone's learning how to, you know, tongue placement and mouth formations, you know, you get a little sloppy. I mean, she's learning. She doesn't know, and so it's I don't want to say it's mortifying, but it's like she's just bored with that, like. You know, I've been here. And she's right. When you are in a controlled setting with controlled sounds, or it's, you know, pretty much soundproof, things are very different. And when you're learning a set of words that are basically the same every time you go, wonderful. You can have a conversation by saying these 10 words that you know. That's not conversation. So, you know, and I think very often about my experience learning another language, you know, another foreign language. And after 5 years of that language, I would be pretty hard-pressed to sound like I was an intelligent adult with what I had learned. So I think there's a lot of parallels. I love Charlie. I just feel for her.
There's a lot of good stuff there. Well, that's going to do it for us today because our producer is probably on the other side of the wall just, you know, saying it's time to go, and it is time to go. So on behalf of Joe, Jane, and myself, keep talking big.
Catch Let's Talk Big on Outkast OCCR Owens Community College Radio every Thursday at 7 a.m., 10 a.m., 7 p.m., and 10 p.m., and at various times throughout the week. Or listen anytime on the Outcom RSS feed. Visit owensoutcom.com for the link. That's Outcom with two M's. owensoutcom.com for Let's Talk Big.